I'd like to welcome Carla Medina. She is the owner of Sudor Taino Group Fitness. How are you?
I am doing awesome. Thank you.
Did I say it okay?
Yes, you said it great.
Now, I've seen your gym before pop up on my Facebook. And what does the name mean to tell people?
Okay, so Sudor means sweat in Spanish. And the Taino Indians who settled Puerto Rico, that's kind of my tribute to them and how they cultivated the land. And our studio cultivates people.
And you guys are where? What town?
We're located in West Hartford.
What's the address in West Hartford?
It's 635 New Park Avenue, West Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay. Now, I know that you guys, as yourselves as a group, have been doing a lot to collect things to help out Puerto Rico, and I know you still have ongoing things going on.
Yes. So first, we started out with a simple drive. We collected Home Depot cards for Wanda Mora, who's in charge of Puerto Rico Strong, and she's actually located in New Jersey, but she actually went down and was able to buy tarps for the roofs of many of the individuals affected by Hurricane Maria. So we did that. We collected about $3,000. And then I had another project, which was called the Fit Body Project, in which I donated a week of my time to basically train people in small groups. We did nutritional counseling, and it was an online program, which was filmed as a documentary to be submitted for a competition in the NESM channel. And what we did was we held everybody accountable to raising $1,000 for Hurricane Maria victims.
Okay.
And actually, I'm sorry, let me not call them victims. They are survivors. So we collected, that's what we did. We put up the fund, and the goal was to raise $10,000, and we actually raised $20,000 in
wow.
a week. So that was, like, super, super amazing. We also have had an effort last week, which I called the Make Them Smile effort, and we collected toothbrushes and toothpaste for the Relief Center, which CREC has open for people coming and migrating from Puerto Rico and actually coming into the city of Hartford. So we finished that effort, and right now we're actively collecting, I call it juguetes para Navidad, which is toys for Christmas, for people in Puerto Rico, because we will be, actually me, my husband, and people from Puerto Rico Strong, we will be heading to Puerto Rico to actually purchase toys over there and deliver, and then we also have a crate going, which is going to meet us there, of toys.
Oh, wow. So you're not taking the toys with you. You're asking for monetary donations?
Both. The actual toy donations we closed because the crate takes so long to ship there that we've already sent it over. So therefore, we can't collect any more because we can't take all this stuff with us. So we're asking for the monetary donations to be donated to our GoFundMe page, which is Sudor Taino for Puerto Rico Strong. And that's where the donations will go. And we will use it to purchase the toys once we get to Puerto Rico.
Now, how is it down there now? Because it's so unfortunate because, you know, you see so much out in the media that it's like it got that coverage. But now there's so many other things that have happened since then that we don't know what the update is in Puerto Rico too much.
Yes, and it is. It's very unfortunate, just because there is still, you know, not electricity in many parts of the island, and there are still people who live in the mountains, and you know, that are not being reached as we would like to reach them. And you know, one of our jobs when we get there is really to, you know, consult with many of the people that, you know, have been going through it on a day-to-day basis, and really try to get to the untouched and untapped. You know, homes that no one has actually visited, or, you know, and try to get as much. Right now we have an ongoing effort. Wanda has an amazing group of people over there, and she's connected with a distribution center. So there's still water and food being distributed through Puerto Rico Strong, but this is just a separate effort.
Okay. I mean, the electricity's not back to the islands, right? I would just maybe
no,
a little
not
bit?
To the in- yes, not into the entire, most of the island still does not have electricity. You know, more of the affluent parts of Puerto Rico have the electricity back right now.
Okay, but the other areas are just, they're not having the help that they should get.
Correct.
Okay, so now when you go down there, you know where you're going to go to and distribute everything that you have?
Well, we are going to be going into Mayagüez, which is where the distribution center is located. So basically having a conference with the people who've actually been on the ground distributing things, and, you know, just basically getting the information from them that can help us go to the more, you know, the more needy places versus where all the other efforts are being focused.
Now, are you going to videotape? I know you said you were videotaping the other thing. Are you going to be doing any footage with this too?
Yes, I believe that we are. You know, that's something that, you know, a lot of people have been asking us to do. And I know that Wanda has a YouTube channel called Puerto Rico Strong. So a lot of the footage is being captured and placed on there. So that's something that we're looking to do. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, this is something that we're not looking to get any credit for or anything like that. We're just a group of humanitarians, entrepreneurs that really have felt the devastation in Puerto Rico and are just trying to do our part. You know, just to show, you know, God's love and, you know, just keep on pushing forth. And, you know, like they say, Puerto Rico para adelante, which means, you know, Puerto Rico going forth.
Mm-hmm. I know, and it's so sad because it's like we don't see what's going on right now as much. And I know that who was one of the housewives actually did this. And it was amazing. I was like, I'm not a big fan of hers, but she went down there. I don't know if you saw her. I was like, and I just kind of thought she was, you know, doing a little bit more for herself. But she was going into the homes and you were seeing what was going on. And you're like, oh, my God, you don't see it as much, maybe because sometimes certain media don't go into certain areas or whatever it is. Or it's just not kind of, it was a different avenue, I think, for people to see it was through her eyes, maybe.
Yes. You know, I mean, you know, just people are just, you know, from the way I see it, you know, everybody else is focusing on, you know, running political agendas and,
right,
you know, everybody's finger pointing. So while everybody's doing that, we're doing this.
Okay. Now, how can people help you out with this?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the biggest ways I always say, you know, people can pray for us and people can send us good energy. That's always welcome. But if they would like to make a monetary donation, they can go to www.gofundme.com/sudor, S-U-D-O-R. And hyphen Taino, T-A-I-N-O, hyphen F-O-R, for hyphen Puerto, P-U-E-R-T-O, hyphen Rico, R-I-C-O, hyphen Strong. So that's the way they can. So basically it's GoFundMe.com, Sudor Taino, for Puerto Rico, Strong.com. And, you know, if anything helps, you know, we were challenging everybody. I have over, you know, 5,000 Facebook friends, and I challenged everybody to a dollar, and dollar by dollar, most of the people got us up to 10, then 15, then 20K. So we're just looking for, you know, as little or as much as you can donate, whatever it is can help.
Now, the 20,000 that you did raise, where is that? Did that go to that woman that you mentioned in New Jersey?
So, okay. Yeah, so that fund, basically what that fund was doing is still keeping the distribution center open with the water, the food, and also the tarps that we mentioned, you know, and, you know, just to ship a crate full of the stuff, it costs $5,200. So if you really take it apart, the $20,000, you know, yes, that's how much a crate would cost. So if you really look at it, and she's on crate four, that would have soaked up most of the money.
Yeah. Wow, you never would think that. But now, are they able to distribute it? Because I know they were saying on the news that they had the supplies there, but it was hard for them to distribute things.
Well, I guess in the beginning,
that's what it was.
The case. A lot of the roads have been cleared up, and you know, they, you know, the people of Puerto Rico are just amazing cultivators. So, you know, they cleared a lot of their own land, and they cleared a lot of it. They made bridges, and they did what they had to do, whether it was to put a 4x4 somewhere to get something over from one side to another. They did it. So, you know, gratefully there is, you know, more passage now, and that's not as much of a problem
as it
geographically.
Was. Yeah, I ran into someone actually that I know, and he was actually living there when it happened, and he was telling me how right after the storm, everybody just got out there and they were starting to cut everything down themselves.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing how resilient the people are.
Yeah, and he goes, they didn't have any communication, so they didn't know what was being said or done or whatever was going on. I don't think
Correct.
They realized the destruction that it had caused, but he said them as a community came together and they were all cutting everything down, and one of his neighbors had a well, so they were all drinking the well water and they were helping each other out. But he's here now. I'm sure he's going back at some point, but you know, I wonder too, like, is there a way to help people maybe that are coming up here, or there are organizations I'm sure that are helping them out too?
Sure. You know, and one of those things, I'm also involved with that process. There's a relief center that CREC, you know, the CREC schools actually put up, and they have it open on Saturdays and, you know, a couple days during the week, and people can donate used items and toiletries there, which people basically, all the resources that Hartford has to offer are being housed there, and they can go there, get the resources, register with FEMA, and then they can also sort of go shopping in like an untapped place where it's like a little tag sale type thing, except that they're, you know, they don't have to pay any money, so they can pick up, you know, coats, clothing, and toiletries.
So these are people that came up here and right now don't have anything.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay. So that's a great thing for people to help out too. How would they give donations for that?
So the Relief Center, they can, you know, basically look it up. It's on the CREC website. I can also get the information to you, and you can, you know, distribute it or put it on your site. But it's the Relief Center is located at the old Two Rivers Magnet School, which is the old CREC school, which was closed. And that's where the Relief Center is also is located right now.
Do you know what the address is to that?
I want to say 15 Van Dyke.
Okay. So but if they look up under the CREC website, it'll say it? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So then they can, like, people can donate things. I'm sure people have things. I know I do. And I'd love to donate to that to someone that's coming up here right now and doesn't have anything because...
That's perfect. I mean, a lot of families, when I was there volunteering last Saturday, a lot of families are coming in with absolutely nothing because they've lost everything.
Right.
So, you know, they can also look on the CREC website. The community relations person in charge is Aura Alvarado, and her contact information is also on the CREC website.
Okay, so the community relations person there. So they can help that way, and then they can also make donations to you because you're going to be trying to get, because, I mean, these kids, they still have to have Christmas.
Yes, it's going to be super exciting, and I'm sure it's going to be, you know, very emotional, but, you know, it's one of these things that, you know, if people band together and they actually do something instead of focusing on the negativity that's out there in the world and finger-pointing and blaming each other, and creating more divisiveness, you know, we can actually create inclusion and, you know, just be good humans together.
All right, Carla, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your fundraiser?
No, I just, you know, like I said, anything, you know, will help. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can contact me personally. If you have any ideas for fundraisers and you'd like to, you know, run them by me so that we can get more funds and it doesn't have to come from you individually. If you're interested in doing a fundraiser before December 3rd, I'd be all ears.
Great. So people can raise money that way and then donate it to you to help out and get these kids the toys and also the tarps that
they
still need down there.
Absolutely. Great,
Carla. Now on Facebook too, or what's the email for your gym? Because then maybe people can also get in touch with you that way.
Okay, on Facebook, we're Sulhortaino Group Fitness. My name is Carla Medina, and if you want to contact my email, it's sulhortaino@live.com.
And that's Sudortaino.
Absolutely, that's what it is.
All right.
I need you to say it one more time, though.
Sulhortaino.
Yes, girl. That's awesome.
Hey, I'm Portuguese. I'm Portuguese, so, and I got it. I took Spanish for, like, geez, I think 8 or 9 years in school, so...
That was awesome.